is the celebrating the appearance of Advaita Acharya as we sing Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhaktivinoda. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj, he liked to, by himself, he is always singing these divine names different ways. Sometimes he would sing Nitai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Srivas. He liked to take, as we know, the name of Nityananda Prabhu, but Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar, Gauranga Sundara Nagarabhara Nityam Nidir Namavi. So the devotees, Rupa Goswami says, Advaita Daita, in his Chaitanyastakam, says, Swarupam Bibranam Jagatatulyam Advaita Daita, Prapana Srivaso Janita Paramananda Gaurima, Harir Dino Dari Gajapati Kripot Sekatarala, Sat Chaitanya Kame Pumar Pidushor Yashati Vadam. His heart is expressing these divine visions that he saw from time to time. And he's recalling here Advaita Acharya as being Advaita Daita, which means very dear, the dear Advaita Acharya. Once Guru Maharaj tells us that Mahaprabhu asked one of his devotees, what do you think of my Advaita? How do you say Nara?
Nara.
That's what he would call it. Nara. Nara. What do you think of my, you know, what do you think of him? One devotee said, well, like Prahlad Maharaj, and and he said, Mahaprabhu became furious and said, my Advaita, who's, you're comparing him to Prahlad, a boy of the other day? Like Prahlad's a boy, and you dare compare him? So how dear he was to Mahaprabhu. We hear that we were telling the other day about gift to the world on Vishnu Priya Devi's, on Basant Panchami, Vishnu Priya's appearance. We're saying, what is her gift to the world? Because it's not so apparent to our untrained eye. But Srila Guru Maharaj, her gift to the world is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? What she gave the possession of her heart. But then we'll be told, yes, but Mahaprabhu says he came down hearing the calls of Advaita. And by the Naam, the Krishna Naam of Haridas Thakur. And we'll hear other things too. So one thing we can conclude is that the devotee is one who gives us Krishna. That we'll understand. It is by the grace of devotees that we come in connection with Krishna substantially. Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned in his own case that before getting Mantra Dika, second initiation, or at the time of, what was it, before that, he was already, by birth, Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya. So he's coming from a high-class Brahmin family, Sanskrit-speaking, scripture interpreters, etc. So when he took Brahminical initiation from Saraswati Thakur, one of his godbrothers said, well, you were already a high-class Brahmin. So high-class, we're told that when he joined, Saraswati Thakur quoted the Bhagavad Gita sloka, yad yad achariti shresta tad tad ibetarojana, that whatever great men do, the mass will follow. He said, if men like this join the mission, it'll be very prestigious for us. That's his remark about Guru Maharaj joining. So then this godbrother says, but you're already a Brahmin, now you're taking Brahminical initiation. What are you? And Guru Maharaj said, he thought for a moment and said, a Vaishnava. And the godbrother said, no. He said, now you're being given the opportunity to become the servant of a Vaishnava. So he was happy to be adjusted in that way. So, and he talks of hearing Professor Sanyal's Vyas Puja to Srila Saraswati Thakur, and it was very intense and very emphatic, and saying, without you, Krishna is of no use to us. What do we know of Krishna without Guru? As I've mentioned sometimes once on Srila Gurudev's appearance day, I was giving a talk praising him and also highlighting how much dependent we are upon Guru. And I said, so much so, and I'm quoting Guru Maharaj, and Gurudev knows that, that if Krishna himself comes before us, the disciple will ask his Guru, is this Krishna or not? It looks like Krishna, but we'll ask Guru, is this Krishna or not? And when I said that, Gurudev went, like, yes, this is correct. So in Sanyal's address, Guru Maharaj said that was one of the first times he heard this intense, exclusive type of Guru Bhakti, devotion to the lotus feet of Guru, to the putting him in a more important position than Krishna. That was what was shocking to him. So he said, then I had to think. I'd been thinking up to that point that we're told, you must accept a guru amongst the Vaishnavas and follow under his guidance and direction. And Guru Maharaj said, but I was thinking inside, but someday my heart's inner hankering for a direct connection with Krishna will be satisfied. And then he said, but after hearing Sanyal and coming fully under the influence of Saraswati Thakur's conception, he realized, he said, in time, that the Vaishnava is everything. Without the Vaishnava, we have no substantial connection to Krishna. It's through the Vaishnava that our connection is tangible, palpable, realistic, and goes from the abstract to the concrete. So we'll say the Vaishnavas, they are those who give us Krishna, who bring us in connection with Krishna. So in the beginning chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamritam, where it's mentioning Mahaprabhu's descent, the external reasons and the internal reasons. So there's a verse that appears early on and mentions the loud calls of Advaita Acharya. Because remember, before this, Advaita Acharya, and Haridas Thakur is also living at his house or in that area sometimes. So there, Haridas Thakur is chanting Krishna Nam. That's why he's the Namacharya. Even before Mahaprabhu comes, he's got the Nam Sankirtan movement going, him and Advaita Acharya. This is their program. And Advaita Acharya once, in a very heartfelt way, very feelingly, movingly, with great love and affection, he takes a palm full of tulsi water and a tulsi leaf and starts, propitiating Krishna to descend as Mahaprabhu. And the sloka is given there, it says, Tulosi dala matrena jalasya chulakena ba bikrinite atmanam swam bhaktevyo bhaktavatsala. This is the power of devotion. Literally in his hand is a palm full of water. Of course, what is that water? We heard a few days back, Brahmadrava. It's spiritual personality and conception in the form of liquid. That is Jamuna, that is Ganga. So tulsi, and so one palm full of water with one tulsi leaf. Right? Now, we shall see these things in terms of how it's mirrored from Bhagavad Gita. What were we told there? Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachati tadaham bhaktya upahritam ashnami prayatatmana. Right? With a leaf, a flower, fruit, some water, if you offer that to Krishna with love and affection, he will accept it. With what is offered in love, he accepts in love. So we're told at this time, so Advaita Acharya ostensibly is on the earth planet and Shantipur in Nadia district, and he's praying like this. In the spiritual world is Krishna, and he's thinking, oh, the time for the Yuga avatar has come. Some sort of divine calendar. Right? Saying the time for the descent of the Yuga avatar has come. He does this many, many, many times. But we're told this time is very special because besides giving Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna Nam, the desire has awakened in his heart to have some private internal experience. This is also addressed by Rupa Goswami in the Chaitanyastakam. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrindasya kutuki rasodstamam vritva maduram upabhoktam kamapiya rucham swam abhavre dutimiha taryam prakatayan sad chaitanya devas kritir atitaram na kripayatu. Krishna serving all the Braja Gopis, millions and billions we hear from Jayadev Goswami, is given in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Radha Madaya Hride Tatyaja Braja Sundari, that one is so qualified, Srimati Radharani, that she counsels the devotion of millions and billions of super devotional personalities, can capture Krishna. Right? Madan Mohan is Krishna. Madan is Cupid. Madan Mohan, the one who's so beautiful and charming can bewilder Cupid. Who's Radharani? Madan Mohan Mohini, who can bewilder that Krishna. We know when Mahaprabhu was in the forest of Vrindavan and his divine madness, after taking sannyas, he finally went there. Because he's singing, Kahan Krishna Prananath Murali Badan, Kahan Karun Kahan Pan Brajendranandan, where is Krishna? Where is the Lord of my heart? Where is the Lord of my life? When he finally made it, we're told, just by, in Puri, he was in an inconceivable state of divine ecstasy. When he started going towards Vrindavan, just moving in the direction of Vrindavan, it increased 100 times. When he reached Vrindavan, it increased 1,000 times. These type of magnitude is described. Development of the magnitude of the internal ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he's in the forest and all the trees, all the whole animation has become Krishna conscious. They're all offering themselves to him in service. That on his fingers fly two parrots, Shuk and Shari, a male parrot and a female parrot. And these are not ordinary parrots. They start quoting Sanskrit slokas they've composed. What is Krishna consciousness? The parrots have, here's one slok I've written recently. So they're the parrots, the male parrot, he sings the sloka, how beautiful is Madan Mohan Krishna. He's bewildering Cupid. The whole universe is attracted to him. That's why he's Krishna, the all-attractive. And then the female parrot, she's saying, well, that's true, but it's only true when he's at the side of Radharani. And then she starts singing her slokas, praising Radharani. And she says, then in fact, that Krishna who's bewildering Cupid, when he's not busy doing that, he's bewildered by Radharani and her beauty and her sweetness and her charm and her divine movements. Like once I asked Maruchanda Didi of Mexico, Veracruz, I said, oh, your name, what is your name? mean? Because we're thinking madhu means honey, chanda means this one. She said, no, not like that, Gurudeva. There's another meaning, chanda. And you know from in slokas, the type of movement of the sloka. But she said, Srila Gurudeva said, madhu chanda means these sweet, irresistible, seductive movements of Srimati Radharani, Hare Krishna. Like, that's what he was thinking of when he gave the thing wrong, like, fell to the ground on our knees. I was innocently asking. That shows you how qualified Srila Gurudev's disciples are also. They're disguised as mild-mannered devotees, and then they come out with something like this, and then you must be knowing that they're a disciple of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. So, at any rate, Krishna, it's a Hridva Madhuram, means Kotuki, means curiosity. The curiosity was aroused, but this is interesting. Because Srila Guru Maharaj, he will say that he's stolen the heart and halo of Radharani. And someone might come and say, well, he's telling that, but this is very unique, real. Stolen her heart. And here, Upabhoktam, Hritva Madhuram Upabhoktam, says the same thing. So Krishna's Babaji Maharaj would say, we see the poetry of Srila Guru Maharaj and Rupa Goswami, I see them on an equal level. Because once Guru Maharaj and others asked, why Babaji Maharaj, you go around to all the mats singing the slokas of Srila Sridhar Maharaj? So because I see they're on the same level, they're on par with what has been written by Rupa Goswami. So there, Mahaprabhu, or Krishna, in the spiritual world, his dealings with Radharani has awakened within him the curiosity to experience her position. Radha pranaya mahima kidrisho vanayeva swadyo swadyo yenabhuta madhurima kidrisham. You know, Madhya, Sokyam Chasha, Manam Anubhavita, Kidrisham Beti Lobhat, Tadbhava Dya, Samajani, Sachi Garva Sindhu, Hrindu. Three reasons. He's thinking there is a type of devotion that she alone possesses. That in itself is extraordinary. We think this world is vast. And there's a song, it says, Sudrulabha Bhagavata Hiloke, how rare. A Bhagavata is, a Mahabhagavata in this world. But Guru Maharaj once said, that's this world. He said, there's another world that's full of them. They're very rare in this world, but there's another world that's composed of Mahabhagavatas, and of varying levels, right? Where everyone is a devotee. Right? So Krishna, who's Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he's reciprocating the affection and the love in the heart of every devotee, from the Shantarasa of Vaikuntha up to the Radharani and Brajagopis in Goloka. If he says, there is a type of devotion that she alone possesses, and that has captured me wholesale, how extraordinary that must be. So she is described as Mahabhav, Mahabhav, Swarupini Radha Thakurani. She possesses an exclusive type of devotion. That's why our Guru Varga are exclusively devoted to her. They want Krishna to have the ultimate experience, the greatest depth of love and affection. So they're promoting her, and of course she's promoting her group. As Srila Guru Maharaj said, reciprocating out of gratitude, it's beyond the constitutional position of a jiva soul to experience that. We have snehom, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So it's beyond constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience, that level of Krishna consciousness, divine ecstasy. But Guru Maharaj said this line, the Rupa Nuga line, Srimati Radharani, out of gratitude, tells him, comes forward and says, here, have something from our plate, what we're tasting, and that is Mahabhav. He said, once tasting that, what to speak of all other tastes become tasteless. He said, all other rasas become tasteless. So that is what his, so Krishna wants to taste that also. When, and Charitamritam, once when that, what is his name, Nisringananda, the who can feed Mahaprabhu, Nisringa Brahmachari. When he makes his offering, because we're told certain places Mahaprabhu personally appears, he makes this offering to Krishna and Jagannath, everything. And Nisringadeva is his personal deity. Then Mahaprabhu manifests and eats everything. And Nisringa, these are very highly evolved, he says, I understand why you're eating Krishna's offering, because that's Jagannath, you're taking so much. But why are you eating the Nisringadev's too? you ate, that's okay and that's okay, but you ate the Nisringadev's also. And then we're told Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal. But at another time, it's saying that it's pointed out by the Acharyas, and it's mentioned by Kaviraj Goswami, as Krishna, he'd already tasted it. So what is his interest now? He said, with Bhakta Bhav, in the mood of a devotee, he wanted that taste, because that's the nature of this incarnation, is that what the devotee is tasting and experiencing, Krishna is saying, I admit it, it's superior. It's in fact that what Radharani is tasting is 10 million times superior than what I'm tasting. So even though he had the, as Krishna, still, and he wanted to relish this as a devotee. So that is ashvadyo yenadbhuta madhuri, that's sweetness. And what's the last line? Tadbhavadya, that bhav, radha bhava, duti, subalita, nomi Krishna surupam. So he's sometimes, Guru Maharaj, discussing this with Radharani. And she's worried that when he's under the influence of Mahabhav and feeling separation from Krishna to the extreme, that he's going to be crashing to the ground in ecstasy and harming his divine form. So she says, I will cover you with my form. And at this time, so he's contemplating these things. Then it says, what? He hears the loud cries of Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya is here, and he's praying and crying out to Krishna. And Krishna's thinking, Advaita's calling me, it's the time for the Yuga avatar. I have, and also I have some personal, private interest. So answering those calls of Advaita Acharya, he descends here. And we hear that at the time of his appearance in the house, they have a family deity, Shalagram, was the custom then. And when Sachi Mata Mahaprabhu is, Nimai is within her, that she's glowing and effulgent, and devas start descending to the earth to offer prayers and praise and everything. And Jagannath Misra and Sachide, they're Gyanashunya Bhaktas to the extreme. So they're starting thinking like, who are all these people? who keep and then they're thinking, the deity, what were they thinking? That their deity, some special, when they would see, after he was born, some footprints, like lotus footprints around the house, they would think, the Shalagram must be playing. They wouldn't think that it was Nimai. They thought it was their deity showing some pastimes. How sweet they are. showing something that we cannot see. Or, but anyway, and Rupa Goswami is saying, Sadopa Shastri Mandrita Munu Jakaye Pranayatam Vahadbi Girvane Girisha Parmesha Prabhritibhi. How eager was Shiva to come and descend? We're told he swan-jacked Lord Brahma's swan. He couldn't find his own carrier. He jumped on Brahma's swan and like came down. Couldn't wait. Brahma, Shiva, all these, and they're appearing as Brahmin's wives. They're wearing, you know, dressed very nicely, but simply, not coming as God to overtly draw attention to themselves as gods and goddesses. So, and that Advaita Charja, we're told after Nimai was born, well, he wasn't named Nimai yet. So Sita Thakurani, Advaita Charja's wife, comes with so many gifts. And again, some of these are overlap in Bengali culture, because Nim will keep away what? Ghost? The name. So she names him Nimai. It's all divine arrangement. Names the baby Nimai, and they're giving so many gifts to him. And we're told that previously, Advaita Acharya, he's Mahavishnu avatar. He's heavy. Right? He's inconceivably heavy, Advaita Acharya. Right? In his other capacity, he can generate universes. Let's try and understand who he is. So if he goes to someone's house and have an altar and they're Indian folk, you know, they might have some deity that's not totally authentic. But they're worshiping anyway, you know. We're told if Advaita Charja gives his dandavats and it's not a real bona fide shelagram Shila, it shatters. Like he gives dandavats and it goes, you know, people go, oh, you know. So then Advaita Charja comes, and there's a little baby, Nimai. And Advaita Charja is about, and people are like, they see,
what is this?
And the little baby like puts his feet on his head. And Sachi Mata, she's Gyanashunya Bhakti again, she's thinking, this will not be good for my boy. This such a great Acharya, he will come in here and bow down to a child. That's not good for his ego. So, but what disturbed, in fact, what disturbed Advaita Acharya is Nimai is always showing so much respect to him. Because he is Advaita and Acharya. And Advaita's thinking, other, your real devotees, you're sometimes chastising them, abusing them, and me, you're always showing respect, bowing down. I can't tolerate this. So he devised a plan, and he, because he's a teacher, but Charja also means teacher, he started teaching Mayavad in his classes. And then the word reached Nimai Pandit that Advaita charges preaching Mayavad. Mom was like, runs across the river, finds him and start beating him. And Advaita charges dancing. And actually saying, now you've stopped. And so later, it's also Advaita Acharya who, after Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, there's a conspiracy between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. They know Mahaprabhu is wandering in divine madness. Srila Guru Maharaj said, in a, like a childlike state, and saying he's going to Vrindavan, but sometimes he's going north, east, south, west, no particular direction. And the esoteric meaning of that is Vrindavan is not a geographical location. So after a few days, 3 days, and fasting and wandering, and Mahaprabhu has three states, one internal divine condition, half internal, half external, and external. So he's mainly internal at this point, sometimes coming halfway. So he's at the plot of Advaita Nityananda. Nityananda appears to be a sannyasi. Another fine point can be discussed another time. And Mahaprabhu's address, Shripad, where are you going? Nityananda said, to Vrindavan with you. How did you know I was going? And Nityananda told some cowherd boys, if this sannyasi comes through here and he's lost in his divine madness and he says, where is Vrindavan? You just point that way. And so he comes and he sees they're dressed like Gopabalak, cowherd boys. And Mahaprabhu was like, Hare Krishna. They're going, Haribol! He's saying, Jamuna, Haribol, cowherd boys, Vrindavan. Which way is Vrindavan? That way. That's when he sees Nityananda. Come on, follow me. And you see the Jamuna. He offers those prayers. Jamuna bathes in the Jamuna. And then realizes gradually he's been tricked by Nityananda Prabhu and starts coming out, because at that point Advaita Acharya shows up on a boat. And Mahaprabhu says, Advaita, how did you know I was in Vrindavan? And Advaita Acharya says, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. What do you mean, how do I know? Where you are, that's Vrindavan. Everyone knows that. You know that. And Mahaprabhu, and says, Nityananda, Advaita, they've tricked me. And then Advaita says, my lord, and he has more Bahirvas and the Uttariya and the Kopin, and they give Mahaprabhu some dry cloth. And then he says, Advaita Acharya, who's Mahavishnu, and he says, I'm a poor man, a poor Grihastha, I don't have much, but if you would please come to my house and take, after 3 days fasting, then take your alms there. So they take Mahaprabhu to Shantipur. Word is sent to Navadvip for Sachi Mata to come, and they cook. And Advaita Acharya, he offers so many wonderful preparations. This list. This is also interesting about this so-called religion, Krishna consciousness. There's verse after verse of what the preparations are. And I've been reading that for 40 years. And this is why we're fortunate to have Nitya Gopal Prabhu here, because he knows what many of these things are. Maybe not all, but many of them, and can make many of them too. And it's just extraordinary, because we're told the absolute truth is raso vaisa. He's full of flavor. Right? Forget all these other nonsense discussions about God. He's full of flavor. He's tasty, tasteful. That's also to be there. So all of what we take, all these different tastes and flavors. Yeah. Hare Krishna. We have some enthusiastic bhaktas there, aspiring gopabalaks. So, and Advaita is offering this, and we see also the humor of the spiritual world too, that so Advaita Acharya is begging Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu to sit before them. And again, they made some plates for the deities and the two of them. Mahaprabhu saying, yeah, take a little bit and put some on my plate. And Advaita is like, let me just serve prasadam. Like, don't, you're killing me. You know, give me a little rice and some sabji on a plate. Like Mahaprabhu is doing that. And then they sit down. But Nityananda, what is his mood? He's his first other. Right? Other than Krishna, is Balaram. Other than Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. Is he going to be a carbon copy of him? No. Right? What does Nityananda say? There's huge, they say, what is it? A man? How many kilos is a man? No, man, the amount, weight. Mana. Anyway, they're like there is something like 144 kilos of rice put before them. And Nityananda said, I had hoped to break my fast today. And Advaita Acharya said, what? And I was hoping to break my fast today, and I see it's not going to be possible. And then Advaita Acharya is like, who have we invited here? Where did he come? Who is he? That's a joke, because his name is what? Avadut. This is a mysterious thing. We won't go into all the details at this moment. But Avadut, and he said, Sadvaitam sa Avadutam Purijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam. In the famous pranam, Nityananda is called the Avadut. So Advaita's playing off of this place. Avadut means he's beyond all rules, regulation, caste, everything. So Advaita is saying, I've invited a guest whose caste is unknown. Who knows what's going to happen to me? I'm just a householder. I've got to be careful about who I invite to dinner. And we've got this person here. No one's sure what he is. He said, as far as I can see, and he uses the word brushta, he says a brushta parma, he's like a fallen paramahansa. He said, who it appears his only purpose in life is to go around visiting grihasthas, giving them a hard time. And so they're playing in this way, and they're taking all, every time Mahaprabhu takes prasadam, when his bowl goes half, then Advaita puts more. When it goes half, more, and then Mahaprabhu is saying, how is this going to work? Every time, and Advaita says, no, you eat, and then you leave. Like, you eat and leave the rest. No, a sannyasi should not, don't worry about all this, sannyasi shouldn't do this or that. You take this. So he's happily serving everyone. And then Nityananda, after eating so much, he takes some rice and throws it down in Maharaj Bhav. But some of the rice gets on Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya starts dancing around them like, I'm so fortunate, I've got the remnants of Nityananda. And Nityananda say, hey look, it's prasadam, honor it. Krishna prasadam. Don't say all these other things. This is Krishna prasadam, should be respected, honored, and taken in a particular mood. And so they're playing with each other, as you think of it. Mahavishnu avatar Advaita Acharya is also Sadashiva, and Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Avadut. So after they eat, then Advaita Acharya, he's giving them nice chandan, sandalwood pulp, garlands, some pan, and they're relaxing, going to rest a little bit, some fanning. Then they start to have kirtan. Advaita starts leading a kirtan a little later. And this kirtan becomes super ecstatic, with Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita, Srivas Thakur, Chandrasekhar Acharya, all these great Mukunda. And then at a certain point, Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, recognizing his mood and a particular flow and development of rasa, he turns and he starts singing a song of Vidyapati. That's sung by and the voice of Radharani from her point of view. And he said, how happy I am today after this long separation, Madhava has come to my house. And hearing this, all the eight types of ecstatic symptoms sweep the body of Mahaprabhu. We're told they're fighting like soldiers, one ecstasy fighting with the other ecstasy. And he's falling to the ground, and then Mukunda, he starts singing. Advaita, he says further to Mahaprabhu, he's singing, he says, for all these years you've been bluffing me and escaping, and now I captured you And then he grabs Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, he's got them on his head, they're all dancing, they're all in ecstasy. The scene is inconceivable. And at that time, then Mukunda starts singing. And in his song, he's singing about, again, from the position of Srimati Radharani, how wherever Krishna is, if I could find where Krishna was, I would fly there now. And Kaviraj Goswami says, hearing that, that Mahaprabhu's mind shattered to pieces, and he was crawling on the ground in divine ecstasy, and they realized this was becoming so intense that it needed to stop. Because he'd been fasting for 3 days, coming, and so Advaita Charja Nityananda Prabhu, they stop this. And then Sachi comes the next day from Navadvip, is making all of the prasadam, and everyone wants to invite him to their house. But she says, you'll all get to see him, I won't, so please let me give the prasadam. So for 10 days, I stay there. And it's later, it's Advaita Acharya again. He invited Mahaprabhu, then he sent a mystic poem to Mahaprabhu later, and Puri, and Mahaprabhu showed this Rupa Damodar and said, what is the meaning of this? And it says, you know that poem? The owl and chow, it's about rice in the marketplace, where he says, yeah, that the rice, now every, he's saying basically, everyone has been fed, rice is no longer a value in the marketplace, and he's basically telling them that he can leave now. You've done what you came to do. You came to inundate the world in love of Krishna, Krishna Prem. You've succeeded in that. And when Srupa Damodar says, I can't decipher this, Mahaprabhu says, as far as I can understand, he said, Advaita Acharya, he's that kind of person who, like we see in India, they make a deity for a festival. Then you have the festival, and then you throw the deity in the pond. That's what he says. And again, this is divine. I think he's like that. Those tantrics, they make a deity, and then once the deity does its function, then... But really, he's telling him now, up to that point, Mahaprabhu's public life, if we can believe that, Bahiranga Sangekore Nam Sankirtan, now Antaranga Sangekore Rasa Ashvadan. He's giving him permission. Now deeply you can go into the Radha Bhav behind closed doors in the Gambhir with Srupa Damodar and Ramananda Roy for the last 12 years of his life. So, Hare Krishna. Sri Advaita Charja Abhirbhav Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai Gopremanande
Jai Shri Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai.